Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Borowy. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny takes first base on ball four. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metheny moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Metheny hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartek. Metheny reaches second base with a double. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metheny moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartek hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 1 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borowy moves to second. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metheny hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss now playing second base. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lindell. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift bunts towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to third. Marv Brewer now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. One out. It's 6-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metheny. Burns reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Chartak moves to third. It's 7-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chartak scores. Burns scores. It's 9-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to second. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Sears now catching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metheny hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Browns. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-3 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears takes first base on ball 4. Keller moves to second. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Christman reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. It's 10-1, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Marv Brewer. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindell moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-4 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Lindell scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 10-2, Browns. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.